Hello and welcome to Teacher Needs Drink Podcast. I'm Elvis, your host, and I'm here to let you know that this is a not safe for work podcast. We are teachers at the end of our weeks and really the end of our ropes. And even though sometimes we're stressed out and like to bitch about our jobs, we really do want to keep them. So we're going to remain anonymous and keep, you know, our identities to yourself and use pseudonyms like Elvis. Anyway, I'd like to start by giving a big shout out to all of our Patreon patrons who are out there. Here we go. A big thank you to Ms. Megan R., Huvian, Ashley M., Jason F., Amber H, JJO, Brian S, Jeff S, Shelly K, Abby B, Ann T, Sarah B, Regina B, Anna L, Josie S, Sam B, India G, Lucy P, Mary E, Jamie B, Hope H, Aaron D, Kristen W, Vanessa J, Kate C, Mary C, Haley M, Barry N, Rylan L, Catherine S, Perla C, Kelsey W, RJR, Cara T, Kristen C, Johanna H, Tony and Christina K, Irma A, Rebecca J, Melissa M, Casey B, and Sarah N. If you would like access to extra content, bonus events, messaging with the host, and all kinds of other things, and especially a way to get new and free Teacher Needs a Drink swag, join the Teacher Needs a Drink Patreon. It's only $5 to $10 a month, depending on what you choose to do. If you have something you'd like to share with us here on Teacher Needs a Drink Podcast or something you'd like us to discuss, send us a message through the contact page of our website, www.teacherneedsadrinkpodcast.com, or, you know, send us a message through Patreon if you're one of our patrons. We respond to that just a little bit quicker. Also, the one thing you could do to really help us out more than anything else, leave a review, leave 5 stars, and just tell people, at least find one person in your building, and tell them something you heard on the podcast today that you really like. That's the easiest way to spread the word, is just word of mouth. It seems to be working. Last but not least, I'd like to thank our sponsor today, Ludlam Dramatics. If you are a theater teacher, or if you're a teacher who has to do a show of some kind, go to ludlamdramatics.com. They have all kinds of educational theater resources, because honestly, there isn't shit in the teacher education stores for theater. If there is, it's like a tiny little thing. So go to Ludlam Dramatics and find what you need. It is wonderful. Okay, I'd like to thank everyone out there. Today, we do go on a little bit of a rant because, honestly, teachers are getting burned out. So if you can't handle that, maybe listen to the first half of the podcast, then you can check out. But honestly, we say a lot of things I think a lot of people are feeling. So I'd be curious how you feel. Send us a message after you hear. Okay, my friends, enjoy.
Me too. I've been walking my ass off.
So are you keeping up with it?
Yep.
Cool. I didn't know if you were still in it or if you had been eliminated.
Oh, no. I'm stepping right now.
Sweet. You just jogging in place?
Yeah.
Some reason I don't believe you, but that's cool. That's cool.
You probably shouldn't.
Oh, good. All right, folks. Welcome to Teacher Needs a Drink Podcast. I'm Elvis, your host, and joining us today is Miss Sparkles.
Hey, y'all.
And also returning after a short absence, Miss Lucy Elaine.
If that's a veiled criticism about me, I won't hear it and I won't respond to it.
And also our counselor in chief, Sir Count Chocolate.
Hey, hey, back by popular demand. What's up, y'all?
I'm glad you're back. Well, guys, we are about to hit kind of the last long drag of the school year. We're spring break's in the rearview mirror now, and the end of May is in sight. And now we're to the point where it's kind of, okay, some of us have testing coming up, which is complete bullshit in a pandemic. And there's also just kind of the other just weird things. I feel like once you get through testing, everything's done. But this is kind of the time of year normally where it's push, 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 test, test, test. Everyone get ready, get ready, get prepped, get prepped. And I don't feel that level of craziness. I feel actually I've had kind of radio silence about testing. Have you guys heard anything? I mean, I know testing is going to happen, but have they been like amping it up to your students or to your school? Or have you heard anything, Lucille?
Yeah. I have to wear t-shirts tomorrow to like, yay, we're testing. Kind of thing. Like it's like, it's one of those things we're all like for it. It's been crazy. It's been annoying. I think it's asinine, but you know, I smile and move on because it's going to end soon.
I look forward to that. I always feel like it's a thing that has to pass. I've always been a specials teacher, so it was rare that I had to be in the classroom while testing was happening. I was usually like a hallway monitor, but there were years where like, you need to account for every minute of your time and take a note because God forbid, it was just crazy. I had to write notes like, I am watching Jose enter the bathroom. Jose has been in the bathroom for 2 minutes. There has been silence.
Oh my God, no.
Jose has left the bathroom, has returned to class because they wanted us to be prepared for any testing irregularity. And it was one of those years where like, okay, well, if a student gets sick, you need to make sure you save the test. Don't throw it in the trash can. You need to call for a counselor to come. And now, of course, that didn't happen at our school, but I pity the poor counselor who had to come with like a trash bag to get like a vomit covered, you know, test because God forbid it falls into the wrong hands.
My district, I feel, is doing the really smart thing. So, of course, we've got some virtual students who have to test this year, and they've been fully virtual all year. So my district decided that on testing days, the other kids would be fully remote. So the only kids who are coming to school on testing days are the kids testing. And it's the greatest thing ever because since I don't have a conference period this year because of virtual, our testing coordinator doesn't make me do anything for testing.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. And this is the first year in 11 years that this has ever happened to me. So I can like do my actual job, like all the crap that I've been putting off, like paperwork and shit, and I can actually do it during testing because I don't have to be in a testing room. So bless you to my testing coordinator and to my district for making that decision. I appreciate you.
That is beautiful. I'm so happy to hear it's that so for good. You.
Because you said you don't have a conference period at all, do you get any incentives besides this testing? Like, do you get extra pay? Do you get, like, any kind of compensation?
So our schedule's kind of funky. At our high schools, we're on a block schedule. Yeah. So my conference is an hour and a half every day. So I do I get the legally mandated amount of minutes every week or whatever. But I have to teach my virtual sessions during my conference. And no, I do not get any kind of extra compensation for that, which super sucks because it would have wound up being quite a bit of money this year. I've talked to my principal and she's basically, I was like, we're not doing this next year. I was like, look, if there's virtual next year, my grouping of people are not teaching it. Like, we're just not going to do it. It's too much with the amount of after school shit that we have to do to also have to teach four classes and prep for four classes every single day. Cause even the days we don't have live session, we still have to have work for them. You know what I mean? To take attendance. So they have to have an assignment.
Yeah.
And I was like, we're not doing this next year. And she was like, you are not the only person who has told me that that is not a problem. And I was like, yes. So.
Well, I have some inside information. I'm friends with several admin in your district. And next year, those who opt to do virtual will not really be assigned to a campus like they are now. They are having a designated online academy that is provided by the district that has teachers that are only dedicated to doing that online, and they will not be like, I'm sure they'll be operating out of one of the schools, but it's not going to be like, okay, this child is going to this school and kind of pretending they're still there and doing it. No, it's going to be all the virtual kids with only virtual teachers. They're not going to do any of this kind of half and half hybrid bullshit. And they probably won't. I think the opportunities for special classes are going to be a little more limited. And it's going to be stuff that the kids can actually, you know, kind of thrive and do more. Now, there might be some teachers from your subject matter that want to do that, but I can't really imagine many who would just because,
who are at the high school level who would. Maybe some of the middle school teachers would want to.
Yeah.
But, like, I wouldn't. If they were like, hey, would you like to do this? I'm going to be like, oh, hell nah. No, I don't.
And I think they're going to treat it like if a child's in the virtual academy and decides like they're leaving, I don't think there's any going back. And I think once they go back to like the high school, it's unless there's, of course, you know, some like seventh wave or eighth wave of the pandemic. If they end up going back, they'll be treated like any other child who is transferring in from out of area. And so they'll just be jumping in. It won't be like, okay, well, you're going to continue doing the work from the, no, it's going to be like treated as its very own kind of almost district and campus. So I think that will be best for those kids who are there and also for the teachers who are teaching those subjects, because that's all they have to do. And they don't have to worry about all the other kind of bullshit that goes along with it.
So this is a message from our Patreon, from our good friend Care Bear. Hey, Care Bear, we love you. All right. Hello, Elvis and crew. I hope this finds you all in good spirits. Just wanted to share in solidarity with Count Chocolate. Last week, our grading period ended, which resulted in many failures, and we will be using recovery contracts. The contracts are available for any student who failed below a 50%. We had students fail in the 20s, 30s, 40s, and single digits. Oh, God. There's no coming back from such a low grade. With this option, the student must earn a 75% or better for Q4. Then the Q3 grade would be changed to a 50% in order to better their chance of passing the class with a 60% or better for the second semester. I work at a small school where there's only one teacher per course. So when a student fails, they are not given a different teacher when they have to repeat the course. My hope for the recovery contract is a fresh start for the student with a new grading period, rather than feeling defeated before they even start. The only issue is we're a modified year-round school. So at the end of each grading period, the school closes for a two-week break. That is my dream schedule, by the way. Typically, during this time, many parents forget about the letter that was mailed over break, and I'm usually the one following up with phone calls to see if students will be taking advantage of this option. I definitely see a lot of come to Jesus meetings with parents and students in the fourth quarter and an increase in my adult beverage intake. Hoping the meetings for Count Chocolate go as smoothly as possible and that you are able to get some wins this semester. Care Bear.
I love Care Bear. She's always involved with all the activities we do. So I'm happy to hear her pop over there. She was always doing Among Us. She was at the watch party and she's very active in the Patreon. We have lots of conversations and the step bet. She is like a super runner. It's crazy. Anyway, Count, tell us what's going on, man. How did your contracts go? What's going on?
These conversations have not been as eye-opening for some as you would imagine.
I am shocked.
But there's plenty of parents and guardians out there who are well aware of their students' or their child's academic struggles. They are well aware that their child has not logged in, say, in, I don't know, 13 weeks. And they're at home and afraid to go outside or afraid to, there's so many different reasons for failure that I have heard this year or just for struggles this year. And honestly, I accept all of them. Like, great. Okay. What can we do about it?
Yeah.
I think it's just exhausting having that many of them, because at this point, being at the end of March, we are consistent. Like, we've already put in a backup plan to the backup plan to the contingency plan.
Yeah.
And then like the middle of February is when we kind of threw the Hail Mary, like, okay, here's almost your last option. Mathematically speaking, this is what can happen. If we don't come close to this mark, then we're looking at potentially a summer graduation as opposed to your normal spring graduation, which takes place at the beginning of June. For some parents, it's one more thing to add to a list of why we hate this school year.
Yeah.
To other parents, you know, they acknowledge it and they say, you know, my child has made their bed. They are going to lay in it. And maybe this will motivate them for the upcoming year. And then for others, this is completely my fault.
Your fault, personally.
Not the teacher's fault. Not who gave them the grade or not who, you know, put the grade that they earned in the grade book. No. This is Count Chocolate's fault. Oh. 100%. And when I tell you that I got an earful and then another earful, and then after we ended the conversation, they came back and gave me a third earful. I don't even know where that ear came from, but I got it. That's fine. And, you know, you kind of take it and you're just like, well, you know, here are options. And they don't like the options because the options require their child to work. And we have not found a way to get their child to work or to come to school or to log in on their Zoom. It has motivated some. We released graduation news today, and that went out to the entire senior class. And lo and behold, I got an extra 30 to 45 emails today saying, hey, what do I need to do to get to graduation? Or what does my son need to do to get to graduation? What does my daughter need to do? What can my dog do? What are the options? And it always works this way. It kind of assists with the process of, ooh, that's motivating.
What's going to happen when these seniors go to college? Are their parents going to get involved?
Well, you know, once a student steps on that college campus, there's no contacting parents.
Right, but that's my whole point.
What's next?
It's so bothersome that it has to get to that point. I'm literally like, it's like a nightmare to me to know that this is where we're at. Because I'm wondering, when I am old and I have to be put into a home, these are the same people that are going to be like taking care of me. I'm listening to you and my mind's blown.
I get what you're saying, Lucille. I 100% get what you're saying. And it's one of the same problems I have, is who's going to hold the hands of these children once they're out in the real world or get them across the finish line. But I think right now, I think the goal is just try to get as many people across the finish line without just pushing them over, or at least trying to get as many hands on deck as you can. And honestly, I think the parents, I mean, I don't think the parents need to be helicoptering and be there, but if the kid is failing, the parents need to be aware, and I think they should at least try to do something to push their children in the right direction. I know they won't be there for them in the real world, or maybe they will. Who knows? We need a village right now to get us all through there. We need more parents. We need a
village, and I completely agree with that. It's just that at what point are just the youth just unmotivated or like clueless even? I could understand if like they're just kind of like misdirected. What do I do? I've never been in this situation before. And I feel like maybe we're all like that.
I think the other half of that is it almost feels a little too late at this point in the game.
It might be.
To start holding everyone accountable when a lot of this year has been, no, just it's okay. It's okay. We don't care. Just turn in. But, oh, yeah, but now since you have another, you have actual consequences. And I think these consequences are necessary. I'm not saying that we shouldn't have consequences, but I think that's blindsiding a lot of people. Well, how come it wasn't such a big deal before? It was. We told you 1,000 times.
1,000,000 times.
You guys just weren't listening.
Definitely was a big deal. And I think we lost a lot of accountability last spring. I believe we still have a large amount of students who are expecting that same bailout from last year.
Yeah.
Because it's not like we're no longer in a pandemic. It's not like there's no longer COVID cases. We just have had a plan in place that long. And I still feel like there is an expectation that we need more grace for students, even if they are doing nothing.
Yeah.
And they are expecting that grade to be passing. And our teachers are saying, you're out of your ever-loving mind.
I think the problem is, I feel there's a big difference between giving someone grace and giving them a free ride.
Right.
Like, I exactly. feel like I'm happy to help my kids and do what they know. Like, I'm referring to my students. Helping my students and do what I can to get them, like just to get some things done, or if they're a little bit late, or letting them turn in work 7 weeks late and still giving them a decent grade or a grade on it. But I don't feel that they should just get to pass because they logged into a Zoom meeting and said, I feel really bad about this.
But the one thing when you say that is, when does grace turn into a basically free ride? You know what I mean? At what point do we have to say, stop? We really got to show that we have the skills, we have the mindset to proceed on.
I think that's what we're figuring. I think that's what Count and Care Bear and all of them are in the middle of trying to figure out right now is, okay, where are we drawing this line? And we're trying to draw it. Now it's trying to get the parents and everyone else to just accept this line.
This is so hard because our district last year in the fourth quarter, we just went pass fail. So either you passed the class or you failed the class. And to be honest, there's a part of me that wishes we would just do that for everything all the time, but I digress. You have so many kids, and like that picture of them in the cap and gown is the motivator. Lord knows I need someone to kind of hold my hand and help motivate me to be successful or exist. I really feel for kids right now because I know they're really struggling. Not all of them. Some of them are just lazy, but the ones who are really struggling
like my heart really goes out to them, because I don't think I could have done virtual school. Like, I tried to do a virtual master's degree. I'm a grown ass woman and I had to drop out because I was like, this is stupid. Virtual school's dumb. And it's still dumb.
Yeah. I've been in a funk for a while now, for several months. And the last month or so, I've been excited because with a lot of the changes, the vaccinations going around, things starting to come together, I see a finish line or the possibility of a finish line and like rays of sunshine. And so now I'm really busting my ass like the last week or two to try to get all my ducks in a row so that when opportunity strikes or whenever things go, I can just leap and just tear the fuck out of it and just make it my own. But man, in this conditions with everything else going on, it's really fucking hard. I feel like I'm always putting out fires. There's always someone who has something wrong and they need consoling. I just feel like everything's kind of crazy. Yesterday, I was walking with my dog and my daughter, and a fucking pit bull came out of nowhere and attacked my fucking dog. It took three of us to get this pit bull off of my dog, and then we had to go to the vet because he had to get stitches from where the pit bull tore like half his shoulder up.
I would have lost my shit.
Yeah, Mom, I did.
I would have shot that dog. I don't even own a gun. I would have tried to shoot it anyway.
No, it was not fun. No, with a guy who a neighbor came out of his house because he heard all the commotion and he helped me get the dog off. And at some point he pulled off because it's a pit bull. It fucking locked onto my dog's face for a while. And we were trying to pull it apart. And finally he pulled out a pocket knife and I was like,
yeah.
I don't know if I'm ready to stab a dog right now, but those things are beasties. I know there can be nice pit bulls out there, but right now I'm fucking anti-pit bull because screw that bastard. He made my daughter cry. Anyway, anyway, I've had a rough fucking week and I'm tired and I'm exhausted and I'm whining. So that's right now.
And it's Monday.
Yeah, well, it's Monday, but you know what? The rest of the week, I know what's coming for me. But here's the other thing that kind of got to me. I've heard lots and lots and lots of articles recently and new stuff on people in the medical profession facing burnout. And there's a lot of sympathy out there. And I am not knocking anyone in the medical profession one bit. No way. However, I feel like there's not been anyone other than teachers talking about teacher burnout and being unappreciated. And I kind of feel like my school appreciates me. The schools I work for appreciate me and they're showing me love. But I feel like the outside kind of community and world as a whole is kind of like, fuck you guys. You have it easy. Our kids have to sit at home. And just, I feel like there's not empathy or I feel like people don't really give a fuck about teachers. And it's really wearing. I wish the rest of the world could give a fuck about teachers who had to go back to work during a pandemic just as much as they did every single nurse, every single fast food worker. I feel like everyone's like, oh no, we're having to teach from home now, so we're the teachers. Like, no, you're not. We're writing all your fucking lesson plans and you're still doing it wrong. I feel that teacher burnout is something that's really severe. And I know lots and lots and lots of teachers in districts where their numbers are kind of going to be decimated this coming fall because there's just a lot of people are leaving the profession because of how they've been treated or how they feel this year. It's kind of as an expendable babysitter, for lack of anything better, anything else. And when we have this kind of race and push to try to get kids to do the least amount of work, it's like, no, this will be okay and keep moving the goals. Like, oh, so all this work that I put in, it didn't matter as much. And the thing is, I know it does matter because there are kids who are learning and they are benefiting from it. But,
you know, it's hard. It is hard work, like teaching little Johnny how to learn this way and that way and still managing emotions flying everywhere. And, you know, you talk about good days and bad days. You have a kid coming in that wants to talk your ear off that you want to hear, but you don't have the time to hear everything yet. Cause you know, you have to go console somebody over here who did not get breakfast this morning. Cause mom and dad had to have a huge blowout fight before they went to work. And you know,
yeah,
just like, man, you all don't get it. When we say it takes a village, it takes a village.
When you don't appreciate half the village for what they're doing and really keep telling them to move the goalpost.
And I don't think people understand that.
No, I feel more that they consider us a utility. And so they only appreciate us when we're not working. No one really talks about how great their power company is unless their power is out. Right. And then like, well, fuck that guy. Why aren't they working? Why is my power not on right now? I pay good money to have my power. My taxes pay. Yeah, it's kind of the same thing with teachers where when school wasn't in session or when we were doing virtual, like, no, you guys are lazy. You just need to get back to the classrooms and not be scared. Don't worry about COVID. Don't worry about any of these things.
Don't worry about any of it. You know, you look at them and you look at people who say that or make comments and you just can only look and shake your head and bat your eyes and go, okay, that's, you know, it's Rowan Cole, but I could never express and you will never know until you do it.
I think it's kind of like when you talk to your parents or have your own children, you're kind of like, you won't know how much we love you until you are in our place. You'll right. have no idea how worried we are or how much we care until you are in our shoes.
Exactly.
But it takes a lot of energy to be in front of a class and to put yourself out there. You have to kind of get into character. You have to get into the mode. You have to just kind of get, I mean, there are days I can wing it, but I mean, it's kind of like putting on an alternative face for me sometimes. So I'm like, okay, I feel like shit, but that has nothing to do with these kids or this has nothing to do with them. So I'm going to be the best teacher I can be and I will dance and sing and do whatever I need to get your attention. Mm-hmm. But with that, there comes a price where I come home at the end of the day and I've used up a lot of my words. And like a friends will call me. I'm like, I'm sorry, I don't have the emotional space to talk for an hour for you. Or I can hang out with you, but I can really only give you about 40 minutes of quality time before I just can't do this anymore.
I know exactly what you're saying and you hit the nail on the head. You need to catch me early in the morning when I've had some sleep, I've had some coffee, and I'm ready to rock and roll. Because by 4 o'clock, like you said, I'm out of words.
Well, that's where it comes really important for us as teachers to make sure that we make sure we take time for ourselves to kind of get some breathing room, go for a walk, exercise, dance, go to do yoga, do something, work out, watch TV, sing a song, play guitar, whatever you need to just kind of center yourself to get some of the energy back. But it's also really important to make sure you carve out times for your loved ones. I know Sparkles and Count this week, we're talking about they are having special weekend or date nights. Mm-hmm. I know Lucille, you talk about you have special things that you do with your husband. Priscilla and mm-hmm. I have our routines that we do. And it's very, very important to me, even if I'm tired and exhausted, that I make sure I put that time in because, you know, flames go out if there's no oxygen around there.
Oh, you better believe it.
And even for friends, even if I'm mentally exhausted, like, you know, I haven't talked to this person for a while. I'm exhausted. I know they understand, but I need to make sure I feed my friend a little bit. So I will call them. It's like, hey, how are you doing? We need to hang on. We need to do something. Just give me 20 minutes. Let's catch up. Then I can run away. Hey, guys, guess what?
What?
We have a Patreon.
Town.
I know, it is amazing. For as little as $5 to $10 a month, you can get more episodes, more of everything from Teacher Needs a Drink podcast. Yeah, I know. We have special events. You can chat with us. There's all kinds of lost episodes that are no longer available anywhere else. You can only find there. We do lots of special episodes that are only for Patreon, and we do events. We had our watch party for the movie... Holy fuck, I already forgot. Bad Girls?
Mean Girls.
Mean yes. Girls. Mean Girls.
Bad Girls. That was your movie.
Yes. Was that like a Drew Barrymore thing? Anyway, that's off topic. Anyway, we're going to do another movie watch party in a couple weeks where we play drinking games. You can chat with us during the whole thing. It's lots of fun. We're doing a step bet right now with a lot of our Patreon friends and a lot of you listeners in there. I think we have about 70 people who are still going and we're halfway through. And it's actually been pretty good for me. I don't know if I've lost weight because I'm really scared to step on a scale. But my belt's going just a little further around. So that's pretty awesome. I'll take that as a win. But you guys, sign up for Patreon. It's awesome. You won't regret it. And you can earn all kinds of extra Teacher Needs a Drink swag by doing it. So do it now. Yay!
Yeah, yay! Yay! Get up.
A friend of yours has recently been released from the hospital where they were treated for a seemingly minor head injury. The only consequence of the injury is a rare form of localized amnesia. They do not recognize you. As far as they are concerned, you've never met and they know nothing about you. When they see photographs of the two of you together, it feels to them as if they're looking at a picture they took with a stranger. And this problem seems to only apply to your specific relationship. They recognize everyone in their life except you, but you, of course, still know everything about them. Do you attempt to rebuild this friendship with a person who is now a stranger? And it adds, this person is a close platonic friend, not a lover or past ex or anything like that.
I think I probably would try to stay friends or rebuild our friendship, become friends again. If the only thing that's different is that they don't remember me, then presumably their personality is still the same and they still like all the same things. And there's a reason we were friends in the first place. So I would definitely try to rebuild our friendship.
Well, I believe that if this is the same person that we've got history with, probably means we've got some funny stories, we've got memories, and again, there's pictures and photographic evidence. I think it'd be worthwhile to at least try to make it work again. Let's see if we can, I don't know, continue to grow and have this friendship blossom again. And then if it's too much work, it doesn't, you know, it wasn't meant to be. I don't have that many close friends, so I might need this one back.
Yeah, I get that. My thought process is that, I don't know, people change as we get older. And there are friends that I made like in high school or college or my early 20s that we're still friends. We're friendly. But I think if we just met at this point in our lives, we probably have nothing to do with each other. It's the kind of the shared history. And so trying to get to know each other at this level, would we like each other? Would it still be there without that memory of the same background? And I'm with you, Count. My close friends, I can count on a hand or maybe two hands. I mean, I have friends. I have a lot of people I'm friendly with. I could smile. They're going to smile back. We could exchange nice letters. But the ones who know where the bodies are buried or, you know, what kind of drink I want to have, that's a much smaller, tighter circle. And I don't know. It's tricky. Would I want to have to start completely from scratch? If it's someone I've known only in the last couple of years, I probably would, because if we struck up a relationship recently, we probably still have a lot of the same things in common. If it's older, I don't know. Lucille?
Yeah, I think your history has a lot to do with holding some relationships together. So with that being said, I would have to really think it over because, I mean, I would attempt it. But like you said, if it's not working, I could tell you right now, would not follow through with it. Only because if we're like, we don't have that history, we don't have something to laugh on or have that bond now. As adults, you're such different people.
Yeah.
I would try. Only, but I'd set, because I'm this type of person, I'd set a time limit on it. And if I'm not making my goal by that time limit, I'm done.
All right, friends, thanks for joining us for another episode of Teacher Needs a Drink podcast. I'd like to thank all of you out there for listening to our rants, especially mine. I'm sorry I've been in a funk, but I'm getting out of it. There is such cool stuff on the horizon. I just got to make it a little bit further. And it's the same thing with all of us. We're really close. There's a finish line. There's blue skies ahead. We just got to keep working and keep trucking and keep our heads up. So I'd like to thank my hosts who were with me today. Mr. Count Chocolate, it was wonderful having you.
Pleasure to be here. Happy to be here.
And Miss Lucille Lane, I love hearing your opinions.
It's so great to be back.
Yeah, I'm glad you were. And of course, you are a delight, Miss Sparkles.
Damn right.
Yeah, that's right. All right, my friends, well, take care of yourselves. Make sure you put the oxygen mask on yourself before attending to others. And everyone, deep breaths, deep drinks. Cheers, everyone.
Cheers. Woo!
Cheers.
Cheers.
Cheers. Cheers.
Cheers.
All right, my friends, thank you for joining us for another episode of Teacher Needs a Drink Podcast. Teacher Needs a Drink Podcast comes out every Wednesday and is brought to you by Ludlam Dramatics and all of our friends at Patreon. I'd like to give a special shout out to my hosts who are with me today, Mr. Count Chocolate, Miss Lucille Lane, and Mrs. Sparkles. If you had something you'd like to share with us here at Teacher Needs a Drink, reach out to us at our contact page of our website, www.teacherneedsadrinkpodcast.com. And please, my friends, if you could, help spread the word about our podcast. Find just one person in your building and tell them something you heard on the podcast, something that resonated with you. It goes a long way. Or, of course, you could always leave a review and just, you know, help us that way. Or, you know, become one of our patrons. Join the team and get access to lots of extra content. Okay, my friends, I know this episode was a little, I felt it was dark just because I was in kind of a funky mood and there was a lot of rants, but that's how we feel, so that's what I'm going to share. But like I said, I am feeling hopeful. There's a lot of good stuff out there. But guys, make sure you're taking care of yourselves and taking care of your loved ones. All right, I'll see you guys next week. Have a great day. Cheers!
We'll have to get back to where you guys can sing Just the Tip again, because I was thinking about that the other day.
I miss singing Just the Tip with Bunny.
Well, she'll be back before too long.